Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The basing of F-35 fighters at Eielson Air Force Base will increase the number of school-age kids in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. A federally funded borough growth plan projects a 6% increase over the next decade. That equates to adding 1,900 students to an existing baseline of 30,000 kids through 2030. Consultant Shelley Beck shared education aspects of the plan with the school board at a meeting last night. Beck says most of the additional students will be elementary age.
That's not surprising, as we have a lot of young families that come as part of our active duty personnel.
Beck says the new students can be accommodated if spread out district-wide, but most will go to North Pole area schools.
So we see with the elementary schools and with the middle schools that we're starting to reach a place where potentially we would not have the capacity to take on these new 17 and under school-aged kids.
Beck says projections indicate there will be enough revenue to accommodate the additional expense of new students until 2025.
You have an increased number of school-aged children who do not pay taxes that are a percentage of your total population.
The school board has scheduled an October work session to thoroughly go over the Eielson growth plan, which also includes strategies for addressing challenges and opportunities presented by the F-35 basing. The Interior Gas Utilities Board of Directors continues to wrestle with a company's proposal to supply natural gas for Fairbanks as an alternative to the IGU plan to spend $46 million to upgrade an aging LNG plant at Point McKenzie. The board's been considering the offer by Siemens Government Technologies since company officials first pitched it in May. But last night, the board voted to demand more information about the proposal. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The agenda for Tuesday's meeting called for consideration of a technical advisor to study Siemens' proposal and establishment of a negotiating team to work out details with the company. But when the issue came up, Vice Chairman Jack Wilbur told board members they should first insist that Siemens answers their questions about the proposal so they can compare it with the existing plan to get gas from the aging Pentex Alaska gas liquefaction plant at Point McKenzie.
I mean, I thought we were headed in the direction of a side-by-side analysis so we could make a decision as to whether or not a more in-depth analysis was warranted.
The main question was whether Siemens could buy gas at a lower cost than the $7.72 per thousand cubic feet that IGU has agreed to pay Hillcorp as part of a deal largely brokered by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. ADA sold its Pentex Titan LNG plant as part of a $330 million deal the IGU finalized in June. IGU General Manager and President Dan Britton told Wilbur he needs some board direction on the analysis that he's putting together.
We are developing a side-by-side analysis. I think the only question in my mind is how in-depth is that side-by-side analysis?
Director Mike Meeks says Siemens could save the board a lot of time by answering members' questions on how specifically they'd build a liquefaction plant and transport the gas to Fairbanks by rail at a lower cost than the existing plan to bring gas from the Titan plant up the park's highway in tanker trucks.
I would just like to, at least right out of the bat, are we close? Then if you're close, then you get into more detail. If we're not even close, let's move on.
Director Gary Wilkin says based on his estimates, Siemens will have to charge more than the IGU plans to charge for gas from the Titan plant upon delivery to customers in Fairbanks.
If you take their first year and compare it to the Titan plant, they are 16.2% higher at the meter. If you take their three-year average and take it out the third year on the Titan plant, they are 35.7% higher.
Director Patrice Lee said she'd like to see whether Wilkin's calculations fully accounted for the cost of refurbishing the Titan plant and, if demand grew, expanding it. She also wondered whether he'd fully figured the cost of borrowing money for the work on the plant.
We have the whole bonded further indebtedness to the community that I need to see exactly where all that is figured in.
Board Chairwoman Pam Troop said she'd like to see estimates based on time frames much longer than Wilkins' three-year projections, longer even than Siemens' 20-year estimates. Wilkins said the IGU board must set firm deadlines for Siemens to respond to its questions.
We need to put them under the gun.
Board members agreed and unanimously voted on a motion by Wilbur to direct Britain to format and send members questions as soon as possible and set firm deadlines on responses. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Eight Alaska-based cross-country skiers, including two with Fairbanks roots, have been named to the U.S. ski team for the first half of the upcoming season. The 19 Period 1 team selections announced this week by U.S. Ski and Snowboard include David Norris and 2018 Olympian Logan Hahnemann, who both grew up skiing in Fairbanks. Other Alaska skiers named to the team are Rosie Frankowski, Rosie Brennan, and siblings Caitlin and Scott Patterson, and Eric and Sadie Bjornson. All eight Alaskans ski for the Anchorage-based Alaska Pacific University program. The World Cup season opens November 24th in Ruka, Finland. I'm Dan Bross.